This week, after public vote, the blobfish was announced to be the world's ugliest animal. The poll was run by the Ugly Animal Preservation Society, a group of scientists and comedians who aim to champion the conservation of the more, shall we say, aesthetically challenged members of the animal kingdom. Although primarily a comedy show, the Society also highlights the difficulties and importance of conserving some of the world's less attractive creatures. I caught up with Simon Watt, President for Life of the Society, along with some other members of the cast after their show in Newcastle this week, to find out more about the project.
I'm Lewis Dean, and my ugly animal is the Sulawesi macaque, which is a monkey species from Indonesia, and it's got this huge red bum. It can write Shakespeare. They've put a typewriter in a cage and made them type Shakespeare, and that's why you should vote Sulawesi macaque for ugly animals.
My name is Sarah Bonetto, and I'm here to venerate the endangered flightless dung beetle. There are three different types of dung beetles. There are rollers, there are tunnelers, and there are dwellers. And dwellers are by far my favourite because they live in actual manure, which makes it quite hard to date a dung beetle because they just take you back to their flat and they'd be like, so, this is my shit, and then she would be like, oh, I love what you've done with it. Brown is so versatile.
So, Simon, obviously this is a fantastic comedy show and it was a really great night, but there's obviously a slightly more serious angle to this in that these animals are, I imagine, somewhat underrepresented in the preservation campaign. So exactly what inspired you to come up with this as a way of promoting that?
You've hit it on spot on, because we've got sort of two aims. So the first thing was to actually get talking about species that are often neglected. I've got nothing against pandas, much as I pretend that I have, just that they have their champions. The species that we talk about don't. So if we bear in mind that we think about 200 different species are going extinct every single day, then we have to talk about the wider issues. This is going to be a big problem. The biodiversity of our planet crashing is disastrous. So we want to talk about these. And then the other thing, bearing in mind that that is a deeply depressing, horrible subject, we're going to have some fun with it. If you have an interest in conservation, it's pretty much just asking to be punched in the face on a daily basis. It just grinds you down. So to try and make it a comedy night was so that we would have fun and people won't switch off from these messages. That's the aim. Now, we've taken a bit further. So thanks to help from the National Science and Engineering Competition, we've made some videos. YouTube.com/ugly animal, you can even see videos we've made. Some of them have got an educational bent that can be used in schools and things. And some of them are just, again, to rejoice in the weirdness and wonderfulness of the animal kingdom.
Hello, my name's Steve Cross. Tonight I've been representing the naked mole rat in what I have to say has been a travesty of a vote. Once again, the naked mole rat has been denied its natural place as the best ugly animal. Here are some of the many reasons why the naked mole rat ought to be number one on everybody's Christmas present list. The naked mole rat, of course, cannot feel pain. It can't get cancer. It lives 10 times longer than a normal rat with fur, and it has no problem with sexism, because every single colony of naked mole rats is owned by a single queen that can be pregnant with up to 14 offspring simultaneously. Your human queen has only ever given birth to 4 offspring. Pathetic. The naked mole rat is the greatest ugly animal. Thank you very much.
And I've had an absolutely fantastic night. What's your response been like from the public? Have you seen a dramatic increase in people out there trying to preserve these weird and wonderful and ugly creatures?
Yeah, so there's been a couple of sort of changes. First off, people do want to get involved. So we've got like lots of comedians and people who want to come and help out and take part in it. And we're getting people sending me all sorts of things, like raps about endangered species, drawings, artwork made out of snail trails, that kind of stuff. So that's been really, really fun and part of it. But I'm a bit worried, actually, because I do documentaries and things, and I used to be known by, like, people say, oh, are you Elephant Simon or something like that? And now people come up to me and say, oh, are you Ugly Simon? And I have to say yes, and that makes me feel really bad about myself.
Other than the self-image thing, are you seeing some really positive things coming out of this programme and the show?
It's just getting people talking about things that we weren't talking about before, and it matters, so we have to.
Chris and Ian, you were the winners of tonight's show, so just pitch for me, what is your ugly animal and why is it so awesome?
Well, we were speaking on behalf of dugongs and manatees. And they're not, you know, they're not that ugly, they're quite cute, but people think that they're the origin of mermaids, and our argument was it's actually quite unfair for anyone who's seen a dugong to teach a young baby dugong that it might grow up to look like a mermaid.
Yeah, it's giving it unrealistic expectations, and this can't be good for their mental state. At least, and so, you know, we worry about them both mentally and physically, really.
So if anything, our act is all about promoting healthy body image, really.
That's, yeah, basically.
That was Chris Bush and Ian McCluskey, winners of Newcastle's Ugliest Animal competition. And if you'd like to see the show for yourself, or find out more about any of the ugly animals featured in the campaign, then go to www.uglyanimalsoc.com, where there are tour dates and further information about the society. That was me, Priya Crosby, outside the Northern Stage, Newcastle, at the British Science Festival 2013.